It's the end of an era. I must admit it, I'm hooked to my cell phone. Really, I'm more hooked to the little bongs and dings it makes. What's worse is that my wrist Fitbit vibrates at the same time that my phone across the room bings. So, I have to then look at my Fitbit watch to read the scrolling six or seven little words to see what's so dadgum important. Though I follow stories carried on several networks, including CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, Fox News has a swishing sound followed by a fairly loud bong when a Fox Flash comes in. Man, I always gotta look and read the latest Fox Flash, don't you? I was minding my own business today, as I most generally do, when one of these bongs binged. I had to look. The headline read, "It's the end of an era." Oh my gosh, who can't not read the next following piece of major news? It says, "Keeping Up with the Kardashians will air its final season." Oh no, bummer, hold the newspaper presses. I've never watched one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. As of late, what I have watched religiously is Mom. My wife and I can't get through a day without watching three or four Moms. It's reruns of a TV show. We DVR it. CMT airs three or four or five a day. We'll have 35 or 40 shows backed up. We try and knock off several every night. It's a hoot of a show. The actresses playing mom and daughter have impeccable comedic timing, and the writers have to be the best on TV since Buddy Sorrell and Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. You've not heard about Mom? Give me a break. It's quality TV. Okay, it's a little trashy, but I'm good with it. After all, I'm a 2.5 men type of guy. I Google stuff all the time on my phone, all the time. I think my phone remembers all the trashy stuff I've watched on TV because every time I Google something, now I get a notice. Like, Anna Faris is quitting Mom. The Kardashians is coming to an end. Meh. But Anna Faris leaving Mom? I mean, that's tragic. Last week, my wife and I watched the movie Pillow Talk, back from 1959 with Rock Hudson and Doris Day. I mean, who watches Pillow Talk in 2020? Does my phone, does the internet know all this too about me? Is everything connected to the internet? I buy catfish stink bait on Amazon, and Google later gives me three more choice brands to buy next time. I see the Anna Faris leaving notice each time I now Google something. That story pops up. Each time I click on it, it's the same story. I've already read it 15 times, but I click on it again. I guess I'm thinking she's coming back, though she's never left yet. I don't know. Anna plays the daughter. How can they have a mom without a daughter? What in the world are they going to do? Bring in a new actress? Do like they did on 2.5 Men, kill off Charlie Sheen? I guess they can find a long-lost daughter unbeknownst to Mom. But wouldn't a mom know that she had birthed another child in her life? I'm taking this way too seriously. But I finally find a show I really like, and boom, Anna Faris is leaving the show. I know, I read the headline. It's another era ending. Time passes on. I should check my phone, see what Google has for me now. Oh my gosh, says Doris Day's California home is listed for sale with proceeds going to charity asking $7 million. Eerie. How'd they know I like Doris Day? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.